Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Why, thank you.
Thank you.
Koisai.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, Raku.
Koisai.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, Raku.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I want to say thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, really, you don't need to thank me. I just do it for W.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Let's just chill a little bit. With the thank yous. I'm not building an AI thank you generator. Okay. Just enough. Please. You better stop before I get a swell head. It's like blowing up.
No.
I was just like, my head is blowing up. Please stop.
Thank you.
Please stop. Please stop! The killing motion! The killing motion! Thanks!
I would just like to thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nate the K says, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, just quiet.
No, thank you.
One, two, three, let's go.
Bucci.
Hey, it's Bucci. Oh my God, my brains are all over my Chicago Bulls jersey. I just, your praise and thanks just swole up the old, my head. Until you really did almost kill me. But, you know, it's a good death. We always want a good death.
Bucci. Adage.
Okay, we're back. Let's crack a can of... Well, actually, I don't have a can. Let's take a nice warm sip of gratitude. Gratitude. Seriously, for everyone who's pledged to this show during the WFMU marathon, I am shocked to discover that it means a lot to Bucci for you to have done that. So, again, thanks.
Thanks!
I'm also glad to be back with Bucci's lover, which is Studio A. Man, this studio. I came in a half hour early and just to spin in a circle in bliss in the studio because I am no longer pinned down like a man in some sort of, sexual situation.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-bucci.
That's not, I don't even know that's appropriate. So anyway, thank you. Your pledge is wedged a chair under the proverbial door of Studio I, preventing anyone from breaking in and shutting down Bucci. And I've just been walking around in an overwhelmed state, which has almost gotten me killed. Like one of those electric bikes almost ran over one of Bucci's pumas, which would have been a disaster because I got these, like, pure white pumas. They do not, you know, every bit of dirt soaks right into them. So that was a big problem. So anyway, you've helped me more than ever, and now... let me read this fax that I received earlier. Now it's time for Bucci to help you. What? Man, these faxes. Yes, okay, yeah, it is time for me to help you. But how can I do that, right? How can I help you? Well, I can, those who pledged to get the my premium, 24 Hours with a Friend, Bucci, will be getting that shortly, in some in the very near future. So that's a nice little present for you. But if you didn't, that's fine. But I still would like to do something for you. So what can I do? I'm here in Studio A, and you are nowhere near Bucci unless you want to get slapped with a restraining order. A little sidebar: I have an aunt, this aunt of mine, who loves restraining orders. She like collects these things. She purposely goes near people just so they would restrain her with illegally. You know. And she's not a danger to society or these people that she's invading their spaces. She just likes the idea of restraining orders. She is basically prohibited from going. She had to move out of her cul-de-sac because everyone in the cul-de-sac, she's not allowed to be within 30 feet of them. Anyway, what can I do to thank you for your generosity? Your pledges did what my softball coach never did, which is validate me or let me be catcher. That gratitude is a warm. So in a way, you kind of endorsed this show. You know, you kind of told the world, not France. Didn't get any pledges from France, but the rest of the world. You said, hey, I like this guy. First, I wasn't so sure about him, and I sent a bunch of hurtful emails to him. But now I realize that the problem was actually with me, and nothing to do with the quality of Bucci's show. As Andrew Garfield says, hurt people hurt people. And really hurt people, hurt Bucci.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
I think people now see that this show is extremely good and like a treat at the end of a long work week, this Friday show. The cherry on top of the waste sandwich that you had to eat all week. That's what you said to me about your pledge, whether you like it or not. Now I'm going to, like I said, I want to help you. I'm going to return this favor. You endorse the DJ, and now the DJ will do the same for you. In this hour only. I'm not going to keep doing it. I am going to endorse your life or something in your life. If you have a small business and you need an endorsement, I will give that to you this hour. On the air, I will publicly support and approve of you or your business. If you have a bookstore that's failing because it smells like a wet dog or something, just call up and I will give you a live read endorsement right on the air. Something like, hey, this is Bucci and
Bucci.
When I want to buy books, I go to Blank's Books. They're always so helpful, and their prices are great. Smell hardly even bothers me anymore. And they also recently bought this mango-scented Febreze, so now it smells way better. And they have the Calvin and Hobbes, best of Calvin and Hobbes books that I've been looking for my whole life. So come on down to Blank's Books and tell them Bucci sent you. So that it'll be something like that. You know, you get the Bucci bump.
Bucci.
And if you don't own a business, that's fine, which I don't imagine that many of you don't own businesses. Many of you do. No, many of you don't own businesses. According to the chat over there at WFMU, most of you do own businesses or are landlords. So I can endorse you, like I said, personally, your personality. So, like, let's say you're in a bar, right, and you'd like to flirt with someone. You say over the person on the other end of the bar, like, I want to bring the charm brush out and really paste it all over this bar. I don't know what I'm talking about. But you know you won't be able to, you know your personality is very bad. So I would, you call up and I would, again, do a little endorsement. I would say, hey, this is Bucci.
Bucci.
And if you're looking for conversation, talk to, whoever, Barbara. She has a lot of interesting things to say. She watches a lot of television. You can talk to her about that. She's just seen The Traitors, television show The Traitors, so you can talk to her about that. She, will gladly split some mozzarella sticks with you. So act now and talk to Barbara today. So that will, you just play that. And then maybe, maybe on the other end of that endorsement, you could, maybe just say, oh, also, Bucci has a podcast. Listen to Bucci. Maybe you could just do a little side plug. A flirting isn't complete if it doesn't have some sort of mention of Bucci or his podcast or maybe his Instagram, Bucci Nights. Yeah. So this is what I'm going to do. You're out there. You're struggling. It's a tough out there. This economy, right?
I don't think so. Bucci.
Oh, it's too loud. But if you're out there and you're struggling, either personally or within your, your crumbling ice cream business, call up and I'll for free, for one-time only fee of $0, I'll endorse you. I'll give you I'll give you an ad in some way. Sound good? People in the chat are saying no.
What do you mean?
He said not good enough. Okay, so that's after the break. You guys gave me everything, and I can't give it away, which is the opposite of what David Bowie says in his hit song, I Can't Give Everything Away. Man, that's a bad segue. That is a bad segue. My uncle wrote that segue. I do not endorse that segue.
Boing.
No, the segue doesn't get a Bucci bounce. Okay, whatever.
Bucci's in a tizzy.
Here's the man, David Bowie.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Bucci endorses you or your nail salon.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
Music.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank ya. Bucci's back. What are you doing? It's the man.
Bucci.
Or a man. We are Bucci, out of the generosity of his heart and stomach, is endorsing you this hour. Do you need an endorsement? Is your business failing? Is your personality failing? Do you need someone to vouch for you? 201-209-9368, the good old number. People are having a lot of trouble, but don't worry. Bucci is here. Call Ego Bucci. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, hello, who's this?
Oh, this is
This is Sean.
This is Bucci? Is that what you almost said?
Yes, I almost claimed it.
How absolutely so messed up. Hey, Sean, how are you doing?
Sorry, I'm in my car right now. But calling to see if you would be open to endorsing my audio.
Do you want me to endorse that beeping noise that I'm hearing right now? No one plays it. No one, they're calling a radio station, no one has a beeping noise like Sean. I can do that.
All right.
All right. What is the other one you want? Death by Audio?
Yeah, we're a guitar pedal company based up here in Queens. And we're all just big fans of Booch, big fans of WFMU.
Sure, no problem. Tell me a little bit about your business there, just so I can make sure to get it.
Yeah,
right.
You know, we've been around for many years. I've only worked here for about 3 years, but the company's been around since the 2010s.
Okay.
And we sell guitar pedals, all kinds of crazy effects and fuzzes and all that kind of fun stuff.
Okay, guitar pedals. And so is it like, it's not, it's, you guys aren't Guitar Center, but it's like it's a smaller version of Guitar Center, right?
Yeah, well, we design our own products.
But okay.
So design,
that's
sell
a good
stuff
little
in
detail.
Guitar Center
design
sometimes or other places. But yeah.
Okay.
I'm one of the designers.
Oh, great. All right, this sounds like a very valid thing that I would love to lend my name to. All right, so let's see. Here we go. Wait, what's the name? Oh, it's Death by Audio. Okay.
Death by Audio. Thank you.
Hey. this is Bucci, and I can't say enough good things about Death by Audio. They go above and beyond to help me whenever I need a pedal. Any kind of pedal, they have, and they design them all themselves. And what else do they do? They design products and anything you need. If you want, if Guitar Center is closed, I would go to Death by Audio in, where is it, Queens?
Queens, New York.
Queens, New York.
Or
online at deathbyaudio.com.
.com.
If you need any musical issues, it's the place to go. And don't forget to tell them Bucci sent you. And also, don't forget to plug Bucci while you're there and recommend the podcast and also listen to the radio show. That's very important, too, if not more important than than Death by Audio. So how about that, Sean? How's that?
That was fantastic.
Really
Thank
good?
Thank you so much, Bruce.
Yeah, no problem. You can play that for 1 year, and then that's it. There's then
1 year.
Yeah,
great.
That's it. All right. Thanks, man.
Noted.
Yep.
Thank you. There we go.
So it goes like that. You're going to see Death by Audio. They're going to get the Bucci bounce.
Boing. Boing.
Bucci. 201-209-9368. Do you need an endorsement? Do you need something... you know, you're struggling, you have a pet store, you know, you're not selling all the, you know, the it's not going so well, but if you need something to give you that little edge, call up and I'll say something like, this pet store, you know, has the best dogs, even though they really shouldn't be selling dogs. It's like not very healthy and the dogs are overbred and they really should not be. It's very irresponsible for you to be selling dogs and cats in a pet store. If you want to get a cat, I would not go to a pet store. But if you must go to a pet store, go to, you know, Steve's Pet Store. But seriously, just buy a cat out of a box like everybody else does. Caller Igabuchi.
Caller Igabuchi.
Oh, my God. Hello, who's this?
Caller Igabuchi. Caller Igabuchi. Pepto Busy.
Hello, who's this? Hello?
Bucci? Is that you?
Hello? I think that sounded like Zach. What is he doing? He can't steal. I do not endorse Zachary in any way, shape, or form. That guy is a troublemaker, and he's stolen my voice like a Greek god. Caller Igabuchi.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Oh, my gosh. I made it. Bucci, you got to help me out, man.
Sure.
I need your endorsement. My name is Paul.
Paul.
Everyone calls me Eel Guy, okay?
Eel Guy. Okay.
Like an eel in the ocean.
Yeah,
eel
I know
guy.
What an eel is. All right, go ahead. I mean,
yeah.
Go ahead, eel guy.
Yes. So I'm in a band, and we're called Eels of Love, like eels in the ocean. And like love,
stop
like
saying
in
eels
heart.
In the ocean. All right, eel in the – okay, so it's eel. You can have a freshwater eel, by the way.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So eel nice. – your name is called Eels in the Ocean? The name of the band.
Eels of Love.
Oh, Eels of Love. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. And we play instrumental progressive rock and metal music, okay?
Okay.
We're trying to go to space, so I need your endorsement.
So wait, you need me to endorse the band, or do you need to endorse this dream to go into space?
On behalf of the band, I need you to – well, hear me out. I need you to endorse the band
yes.
so that people could acknowledge us, and then we can get the funding to get to space.
Okay, I'm not going to help your – like, let's take it one step. I'll endorse the band.
Okay, I understand.
All right, let's endorse the band. Can you play a little snippet? Do you have a little snippet of your band, like, ready? Can you, like, maybe off your phone or just sing a song or something like that?
So I'm in my car. I don't have one on me.
Okay.
But we do have a song that goes, like, that's like what song we've released before.
And
we have new songs that we can only release if we get to space.
Okay, do one of those songs, just like a little noodle.
Sure, that's,
All right, that's enough. Okay, that's enough. I get it. Okay, eel guy, I will endorse you.
Thank you.
All right. As someone who's listened to countless bands, oh wait, I forgot to say, this is Bucci. I know, right? Now, I have had the pleasure of working and listening to many bands in my life, but Eels of Love is one of the best ones I've ever heard. They have truly impressed me with their metal and prog hybrid. That's never been done before. And their attention to detail, and they always clean their guitars, and their drum sets are always very, very clean. It's one of the cleanest bands I've ever seen. And their music is clean as well. And they have a new album coming out, which is called, come on, give it to me, Eel Guy.
Eels in Space.
Eels in Space. Okay, Eels in Space. You may think that they use the word eels too many times, and they also don't know that eels live in the freshwater. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't go see or buy a CD from the band Eels of Love, who has a live show coming up very soon, which is when? When is it, Eel Guy?
Oh, yeah. So our next live show is going to be at QXT's, and that's going to be on the 30th.
Okay.
So, yeah, coming up.
So I know what QXT's is, but people in the chat do not. So what is QXT's again?
QXT's is a goth club, I think, in Newark.
Oh,
it's going to be our first time playing there, so I'm not as well-versed, but it's a popular venue in the area.
So they have a show coming up, and don't forget, while you're there, to like maybe ask the sound guy to turn down the pre-show music, and maybe he'll play some Bucci. Thanks very much, Eel Guy. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. You're the man. Thank you so much.
I need to hang up on him. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey!
Hey, who's this?
This is Madison.
Hey, Madison.
Fancy Frog Knits.
Hey, Madison. Oh, Madison, what did you say? Fancy Frogs? What? Say
fancy
again.
Fancy Frog Knits.
Fancy Frog Mints?
Knits, like a sweater. I
restore knits.
Knitting machines.
Fancy Frog Knits. And you, what do you do?
I restore vintage knitting machines.
Oh, that's cool. Restore... What is the oldest knitting machine that you've restored?
Probably about 1955.
Wow. And what is the biggest, hardest restoration progress where you're like, I can't even tell this is a sewing machine. It's so beat up. What was the worst sewing machine has ever looked before you got your hands all over it?
I got a machine from a woman that was way up in Watertown, New York. Uh-huh. And she smoked so much that all the metal of the knitting machine smelled like cigarettes.
Yikes.
And I found a dead small animal inside of it.
You found a dead animal in the sewing machine?
Inside the knitting machine.
Oh, knitting machine. Sorry, knitting machine. And where are you? Do you online orders or do you your door to door?
Yeah, I live in Queens.
You live in Queens.
And I also teach how to use the knitting machines, and I do commissions to make things on the knitting machines.
Wow.
But it's a small business.
It's a small business.
They stopped making these machines about 40 years ago.
Right. So,
I've drove all the way to like Nebraska to get knitting machines.
Wow.
Because they don't make them anymore.
Big knitting machine is like they got their thumb on you and you need just a little bit of a bounce to kind of get ahead of the competition. That's what I'm
exactly.
Okay.
There's not a whole lot of competition, but I don't think people even know that there's someone that fixes them or that they could buy them or that you could get a knitting machine and
right.
make your own sweaters.
This is why this is important, because a lot of my sweaters are half done, and I would love to get the rest of the bottom half knitted up.
Exactly. Or if you want someone to make it, I'll just make you your own sweater, whatever you like.
Wow, so you knit as well.
I can make any sweater for you.
Okay,
any
Madison.
Idea you have in your head. Fancy privateness. I can make any sweater of your dreams, of a baby's dream, of an old person's dream. Any idea you have, I could do it.
All right, so let's get this thing going. All right, hey, this is Bucci.
Woo-hoo!
All right, I have to do this by myself, Madison. Hey, this is Bucci. You know, when my sweater got caught on a fence and completely unraveled, I was really upset. I got this, I stole that sweater from my grandfather on his deathbed, and I didn't want to buy a new one because it meant so much to me. And I have found that there's not a lot of people who knit anymore. It's a forgotten art. But after hanging out and going to, what's the name of this company? Fancy Frog Knits, they fixed me right up. And they made a sweater so long that my feet are just a rumor. And in addition to making and knitting sweaters, they also restore all my sewing machines, which were knitting machines. I'm sorry. Knitting machines, which were all rotting in the backyard. But they came out, fixed it right up. And now I have a lot of working knitting machines, which I don't know what I'm going to do with. I probably just put them back outside because I really don't need a lot of knitting machines. Or I'll resell them for a profit. And you know what I will use the knitting machine to do is knit out the Bucci's Instagram, which is Bucci Knights, on a sweater. How about that, Madison? How's that go?
Let's do that. Thank you.
All right. No problem, Madison. Thank you.
Boing. Boing.
Got the Bucci bounce.
Bucci.
Bounce. All right. 201-209-936. I'm endorsing things. You know, these aren't commercials. We're still ad-free. You know, just because we raised money doesn't mean we're going to be doing all these commercials. This is just Bucci's opinion. So if they let you down, don't blame Bucci. If they let you down, I believe it's probably just their fault. I'll call you Bucci.
Bucci.
Yes.
Andy.
Who is it? Andy?
You got it. Yep.
Hey, Andy, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm in endorsing mode, and I feel like I'm really glad I can help out you people after you've helped me out, you know, in a small way. So, Andy, what do you want? What do you have to endorse, or what do you would like endorse? Something about your personality, maybe, or your pool game?
Know?
Maybe you're really good at pool, and people don't know it. Go ahead. What do you want me to endorse?
Well, those are good ideas. I like where you're going with that, but I thought, you know, you could endorse my home inspection business.
Okay, you inspect homes legally.
That's correct. Yeah, that's true. Yes, yeah, legally. Yep, I'm a licensed home inspector.
New York
only. I can't do New Jersey. I'm sorry.
Okay, you can't do. So you can do all of New York, or your license in New York.
That's correct.
All right. Now talk me through how you inspect a home and why you're the best at inspecting a home. Do you find things like that other home inspectors don't, or are you very lenient, or you're like maybe corrupt and you can look the other way for the right price, or what makes you stand out?
Well, I start by using my eyes, my vision. That's what I inspect with primarily.
Okay, you use your
eyes. I also look for mold. I have a mold assessor's license. I just came from a house. I was looking at mold in somebody's house, and then I can tell them how to handle the mold. They deal with mold, all the time. There's mold all over people's houses, so I can tell them how to get rid of it. And I think I'm the best because I'm a nice guy.
Nice guy.
I like people. And, you know, I like talking to people. I like interesting houses. I know a lot about them.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. All right, enough, enough. I got it, I got it. You're a nice person. Now, and you work with the owner of the house, right?
I mostly work with people looking to buy the houses.
Okay, great.
Right,
now I understand.
And they want to know what's wrong with
it. All right, Andrew, and what's the name of this? Is it just called Andrew, or what is the name of your home inspection business?
I should have thought of that, but no, it's called Silver Maple Home Inspection.
I think, what about I've Got My Eye on You Inspections? No, okay, Silver Maple. I'll do Silver Maple. Silver Maple. All right, okay, here we go.
Okay.
Hey, this is Bucci. You know, as a real estate agent, I know the value of a thorough and trustworthy home inspection. That's why I always recommend I've Got My Eye on You Inspections, operating out of New York City and the other parts of New York as well. Their detailed reports and insights and commitment to customer service make them my go-to inspection team. Whether you're buying or selling, you want I've Got My Eye on You Inspections on your side. And as a plus, they always, in addition to inspecting my home, recommend a podcast. And the only one that they ever recommend is Bucci's.
Bucci.
So come in to get your home inspected legally by Andrew, and he promises not to like linger after he's inspected the house. He won't be like staying outside in the bushes or anything that. Once he's inspected it, he will leave. What do you think about that?
Well, and I'm a swag for lifer, so that's
oh, bonus, thank right? you very yeah. much. That's another bonus. And he's a swag for lifer, though they won't know what that means, probably.
That's
you know,
true.
Like the ad that's going to be very, you know, they'll be like, I don't know what that is. But so you can consider yourself, Andrew, bounced.
Ooh, thank you, Bucci.
Don't say. All right, thank you, Andrew. I hope he's
Bucci.
Just be quiet. All right, we are endorsing. I am endorsing things.
Bucci.
You want your political career endorsed? This is Bucci, and I endorse you. If elected, I will be either feckless or evil. Or do you need a background check or need a security clearance? Bucci swears that Steve has never been on a needle drug in his life. Caller Iguabuchi. Hello, who's this?
It's Franco.
Hey, well. Hey, Franco, how are you doing?
This is a popular topic.
Yeah.
I couldn't get through.
Well, there you go. People are struggling. You know, it's
well,
it's hard.
Everybody wants something from Bucci.
Right. Everyone wants something. And for this week only, I will give it to you. So, Franco, what do you want endorsed today?
Well, I don't want to personally endorse anything.
No, you're not endorsing anything.
I have everything
anything.
I want.
Right.
But I do have a request.
Okay. Go
Please.
For it.
Under no circumstances at the next Hoof and Mouth, wear easy fit jeans.
So you want to do it like an anti-endorsement for easy fit jeans?
No.
You say like whatever you do, don't
pleading with you.
Don't buy easy fit jeans. Wait.
No.
You're talking about Bucci's jeans?
Yes, the ones you were wearing last Sunday. I got a feeling that that was part of a very subtle costume.
Keep your gaze, first off, keep your gaze off my jeans, which is a Bucci adage. And
Bucci
second of all,
adage.
I thought my legs had never looked better. You're saying I don't look, the legs don't look good in jeans?
I will just make this observation.
Why am I defending my jeans? I should be endorsing your jeans. All right, go ahead, Franco.
Well,
what is the observation that you had about my jeans?
On a former call with you and, oh, a certain assistant station manager.
Uh-huh. Oh,
she was,
Michelle.
She
okay.
was very snidely suggesting that tight jeans were out. And I noticed, I actually kept a tabulation. there were a lot of people wearing very snug fitting jeans.
So your eyes were like, so not on the DJs, but more on the lower
observation
part
of the jeans.
Okay.
At the Hoof and Mouth.
So okay. You don't like large jeans. Is that what it is?
I don't wear jeans anymore. I just wear pajama pants.
Okay. So what is the nugget that you want to know? So what is the nugget of, what is the endorsement
okay.
that you want?
In those relaxed fit jeans you were wearing, you seem to have carrot slices that you were throwing out at the audience. Uh-huh. Am I right?
Yes, I was, I think.
Okay. I thought it was part of the act. Anyway, do you have any left?
Do I have any what, jeans? Oh, vegetables?
No, carrot slices.
No.
Vegetables that you had in your pants.
Okay. All right. I gotta move on. I'm gonna do this endorsement, okay? Let's see.
Okay.
No.
All right. Forget that. I'll give you an endorsement. No, next time,
no,
you're at a WFM
me.
Mixer, you know?
Yes.
Just say, apropos of nothing, say, you know, that Franco is a really, he's an okay guy. Because I get the impression that a lot of people think that I'm a real stinker.
Mm-hmm. So I'm endorsing you now.
Because you know what?
This
I think you pulled into the fast lane and a lot of people listen to Bucci.
Endorsing.
And so if you said Franco was okay, other people despite evidence,
gotcha.
And despite their opinions, they might think, maybe I should reconsider what I think about Franco. He's a little hard to take, but he's probably, there's probably something under there. But all is you have to do is say,
all right.
I think
okay.
Franco's
I got
a
it.
Good guy.
I got it. Okay. Hey, this is Bucci. If you're looking for a friend or just a nice chatty person who most likely won't invade your privacy, I recommend my friend Franco. If you if you're out there and you want to talk to someone on the phone, Franco is one of the best talkers I've ever seen. So no matter what your instincts are telling you, and your mind is calling saying this is something feels off, push past that. Franco is a good egg, and that's a Bucci promise.
Wow, I like that.
Okay,
you really pulled that out of thin air.
Bucci promise.
Yes, but it's so easy to pull things out of thin air about you. Though, you know, don't abuse that. You know, don't abuse that endorsement, Franco.
Live up to that endorsement.
Live up. That's exactly what I just said. All right. Thank you so much, Franco. Good to hear from you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye. Call Diego Bucci.
Oh, hey, Bucci.
Yeah, hey.
I got a great week for my radio.
Okay.
I'm seeking an endorsement for my wife's earring business.
All right. Go ahead. Tell me about it.
Okay, I got to give you a radio-friendly version of the name.
Okay.
So, wearable big ish. And I think we all know what ish means.
Okay, wearable.
Different people have different interpretations.
Say that again. Wearable big ish?
Yeah, that's
okay.
The radio-friendly version.
No, I understand
the real version
that.
Is not ish.
Okay, got it.
You catch my drift.
I do. Okay, go ahead. Tell me more about it.
Handstone earrings. Usually vinyl, very colorful vinyl, sometimes, you know, gold or silver. And like the name says, they're big, but not ish. They're very beautiful pieces, very very crafty, very creative. And, yeah, they're big, hand-sewn. They're stuffed with recycled cotton.
Wait, the earrings are stuffed? Wait, hold on a second. The earrings are stuffed with cotton?
Yeah, so they're hand-sewn earrings. So the outside's, you know, vinyl and, you know, shiny or colorful, all kinds of different shapes. She's coming up with new designs every day. And, you know, they're made for the dance floor. They're made to help you stand out. Not exactly, but you're not going to blend in with these. They're beautiful pieces, you know, different sizes.
Okay. And they don't, but these earrings don't have, aren't swear words, right? Like they don't have like dangly earrings that say ish on them or like, you know, F Bucci or something like that.
Some of them, I think, are swear words. But mostly they're, you know, just kind of abstract designs. Some of them are.
And there's no rude.
Made to resemble things. There's like a UFO design.
Ooh,
there's a paperclip design.
But there's no rude images of like a couple, you know, in love. There's no earrings like that, though. You know what I mean?
I mean, there's love in them.
Yeah,
and,
but not,
you know,
like graphic love.
There's the ability to make custom orders, I'm sure. And there might be.
Okay.
Some. You know?
All right.
So
okay, I got it.
Every age and,
I got
and
it.
Every age group.
I got it.
and taste, I think, is represented.
Okay, here we go.
Only good taste.
Except for what? Okay, forget it. All right. Hey, this is Bucci.
Hey,
you know what? You know what I just realized? Everyone loves earrings, but earrings aren't just accessories. They're built to move and to shine and to keep up with the beat on the dance floor. Handcrafted with durability and style. What's the name of the business again?
Wearable Big Ish. There's an Instagram.
Wearable.
Just Google that stuff.
Sure. Wearable Big Ish. Don't let the swear word in the title steer you away. This is a family business, and they create statement pieces, earrings that really go right through the ear, and they won't let you down no matter how hard someone pulls on them. Bold and unique and made for that person who says, hey, I want to be noticed. These earrings are a must-have for anyone who loves earrings. How about that?
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, I couldn't conjure statement, but that's perfect.
All right. Thank you, sir. I didn't catch your name, but thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye. Look, I endorse these things, but that's as far as I go. You know, you want to just make your own earrings. I make my own earrings out of sticks and pen caps. Is that a Bucci adage? No. Call you a Bucci.
Oh, what's Bucci?
Hey, who's this?
It's Double G.
Yeah, hey, Double G. Double G, what would you like me to endorse?
So I have this startup I am starting.
You're starting up a startup, got
where,
it.
Where, because there's like the egg crisis and everything like that.
Yes.
And instead of like selling like Lucy eggs, like some bodegas are selling.
Yes.
I'm trying to sell hens at bodegas, so you can go home and never have to worry about this crisis again.
So you're selling live hens.
Yes, live hens.
At bodegas.
At bodegas, I'm my business is trying to expand my bodega network.
Okay, and you are just right now, you're a one guy, you're just a guy selling a hen in a bodega, but you want to maybe scale up, you want to have some, you want to have multiple people selling eggs to hens to multiple bodegas and delis and CVSs, right?
Yeah, only Walgreens and Duane Reade's. I can't get to CVS right now. I got about
Walgreens is right Duane Reade, so that doesn't make any sense. Go ahead.
I said I have about 20 bodegas in the network right now, so I'm just looking.
And what kind of hens are these? And these are guaranteed layers, right? You're not just going to get some hen that's just a big flop and it lays the waste. It just lays a restroom break on your deli counter, right?
No. I mean, sometimes they're Cadbury eggs, but that's all right.
Okay. All right. And what's the name of the business?
It's Hawk and Hens. LLC.
Hawk and Hens, LLC. Hawk and Hens, LLC. All right. Hey, this is Bucci. If you know Bucci, he can eat like one egg a week. But it's so expensive. But that's until I discovered Hawking Hens. They bring fresh, locally raised hens directly to your neighborhood. They are revolutionizing the way bodegas sell eggs by providing live, healthy hens for those who want live, healthy hens. Perfect for families who prefer hen-to-table experiences, and available everywhere. Where are these available? Where is it available? Just in Brooklyn?
Near you.
Where, near me? These bodegas, yeah, don't you. Sell a hen near Bucci. Where are these hens? Brooklyn?
It's Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, the Bronx.
Support your local hen seller and eat fresh and just take a big bite out of an egg. And then when you've eaten the egg, you can eat that hen.
Hens are not guaranteed to be edible.
All right. Goodbye. Thank you very much. Caller Ego Bucci.
Hey, how's it going, Bucci?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
It's Stan calling from the
Southwest side of Chicago. Hey, Stan, what do you want to advertise? What do you want endorsement? Do you have something of yourself? Do you have an album coming out or a book coming out? Do you need a medical board certification? What do you got? What do you need?
I'm working on a book and an album, but they're not ready to come out, though, just yet.
Okay, what do you need an endorsement with? Very quick.
How about a... I see these dog walking people. How, I thought today I took my cat out. How about a cat walking service?
A cat walking service.
Absolutely.
All right. And what do you do? What is kind of, what do you have this? Is this just a pipe dream or is this something you actually are doing?
Well, I like, because
Bucci does not
Ronnie,
endorse pipe dreams, which is definitely.
I'd like to walk other people's cats too. And if I can make my avocation my vocation, that'd be wonderful.
All right. So you've always wanted to open a dog, a cat walking biz.
I like walking certain cats of mine who enjoy it. But I'd like to walk other cats who enjoy it, too.
Okay. And the name of this business that you want to one day open was what? Called what?
Maybe a Stan Levinsovsky's Southwest Side Feline Exercise Concern.
I'm not going to remember all that. That's a just as a that's a big thing. That is, you need to have a nice pithy title. You can't have it to be like a whole paragraph. Let's just Southwest Side of Chicago catwalk. Give me something. What do you want?
Southwest. 63rd Street Catwalkers.
That's a good one. 63rd Street Catwalkers. Okay, let's see. Let me think. Hey, this is Bucci. Finally, I have found a business that really understands that cats need just as many steps and adventure as dogs. 63rd Street Cat Walking Company, which is, I believe, the name of this business, I didn't write it down, is the perfect solution for cat parents who want their feline to get fresh air and exercise and maybe eat some trash on the street. Whether your cat is curious or confident or tricksy or cautious, we cater to all cats. As long as you can pay. And this service costs a lot, people. So if you've ever wanted a reliable cat-loving service, call 63rd Street Cat, you know, whatever the heck the company's called, and tell them that Bucci sent you, and also tell them to listen to Bucci. How about that, Stan?
That's great. I think business is going to be booming.
Yeah, once this thing is, now you have the endorsement, now you have to actually do the business. You've done it backwards, but that's okay.
Hey, it's going to be a...
Yeah, goodbye. Caller Igabuchi.
Hi, how's it going?
Fine, who's this?
This is Greg.
Hey, Greg, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. So here's my situation.
And
my friends don't believe me. So, like, if I have to cancel events or something because my tummy hurts, they're just like, yo, Greg, you're playing. So I was hoping that, like, getting you to say, no, it's legit. He's a real guy. His tummy hurts would really help me out.
So, wait, your tummy hurts all the time?
Not all the time, but, you know, like if a friend invites me over for a Blade marathon, you know, Marvel Vampire, sometimes my tummy hurts and I can't go, you know?
Okay, what about a heating pad? Do you bring around a traveling heating pad? That's what I found that works.
You know, that's like my dad, my old man, you know? I don't want to be like him, but you, sometimes genetics makes us similar, but I like to do my own thing my own way.
So if I could narrow down this endorsement, what do you want? You want people to know that your tummy hurts and that's why they're not at the Blade viewing party.
Exactly. Exactly. Because you're an influencer. I'm just Greg Schmo, you know?
Sure, buddy. All right. Okay, here we go. Hey, this is Bucci. You know, my friend Greg, he's a great guy. He's the life of the party. But he's often at home battling another mystery tummy ache. He wants to hang out. He wants to watch Justified, but his digestive system has other plans often. So don't forget about Greg. Even though he's at home, he needs your support because his tummy hurts and it may be something incredibly serious. So remember that the next time that you diss Greg. How about that, Greg?
That was beautiful. All right. Gonna send that to all my friends, and they'll respect me again. Thank you so much.
No problem, man.
Bucci.
All right, that was a good one. I mean, I don't really understand you know, I don't want to hang out with a guy whose tummy hurts all the time, too, because you're like, wait a minute, stay away from my beautiful white couch. Just go out on the porch with that tummy ache, okay, pal? Call Rigabuchi. You got to go. You know, all this time, you know, I really feel great. I've helped you people for the first time. Now, of course, no one really endorsed Bucci. I really wish someone had, you know, maybe wanted...
I would just like to thank you, Bucci.
Oh.
For what? I don't know, but just for being you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
No, really. No, thank you. Thank you, Bucci.
Sarcastic. You know what I endorse? You know what I endorse, babe. It's WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online and all the time at WFMU.org. Up next is Billy Jam, Put the Needle on the Record. Thank you, and don't waste the endorsement. I've helped you. Now it's up to you. If you flop, don't blame Bucci. All right. Who listens to Bucci? You do.